From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The President and First Lady are on their way to Tucson, Arizona this hour for a memorial service to honor the 6 killed and 14 injured in Saturday's shooting rampage in Tucson. Among them, Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, who was critically wounded. Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy, Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano, and Attorney General Eric Holder are also expected to attend. Relatives of Ron Barber, a staffer with Giffords' office, met with reporters today. Barber's daughter, Jenny Douglas, says her father is expected to make a full recovery but is mourning the 6 who died, including a fellow staffer.
Dad is so deeply saddened by the loss of his friend and fellow staff member, Gabe Zimmerman, and longtime friend, Chief Judge John Roll. Our thoughts and prayers are with the other victims of and their families during their recovery.
House lawmakers returned to the Capitol to debate a resolution condemning the shooting attack on Giffords. NPR's Audie Cornish has more.
House Speaker John Boehner gave a tearful tribute to Congresswoman Giffords and the 6 people who died in the Saturday shooting.
Our hearts are broken, but our spirit is not. This is a time for the House to lock arms in prayer for the fallen and the wounded, and a resolve to carry on a dialogue of democracy.
The resolution also offered condolences and highlighted the lives of the 6 people who died in the shooting. The House is set to pass the resolution by the end of the day. Meanwhile, Capitol security officials held a closed-door meeting to offer lawmakers security advice, especially for when they're home in their districts. Audie Cornish, NPR News, the Capitol.
The parents of the alleged gunman, Jared Loughner, released a statement expressing remorse for the victims of the shooting. Loughner appeared in court Monday. Lebanese officials and media say 11 ministers resigned from the cabinet today, triggering the collapse of the government. Hezbollah ministers resign in protest over an international probe of the 2005 assassination of Prime Minister Rafik Hariri, as NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Istanbul.
Lebanon's energy minister told reporters in Beirut that 10 opposition ministers resigned from the cabinet. Lebanon's state news agency added an 11th resignation soon after, which brings down the fractious unity government headed by Rafik Hariri's son Saad. The crisis was provoked by Hezbollah's fears that some of its members will soon be indicted by an international tribunal investigating the massive bomb attack that killed Rafik Hariri and 22 others. Saad Hariri is in Washington today for talks with President Obama. Hariri and U.S. ally Saudi Arabia has been engaged in a mediation effort with Hezbollah supporter Syria, but those efforts have so far come to nothing. Peter Kenyon, NPR News.
At last check on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 94 points at 11,765, and the NASDAQ is up 16 at 2733. This is NPR News. Nearly 2 feet of snow is on the ground in parts of Connecticut, and it's still coming down. New England is bearing the brunt of the storm that paralyzed much of the South earlier this week. Monica Brady-Myrov of member station WBUR in Boston reports many people are without power.
There is a blizzard warning in effect along the coast of Massachusetts until 8 o'clock tonight. The snow is wet and heavy and falling so quickly it's hard for plows to keep up. The heavy snow has brought down trees on train tracks, roads, and power lines. Massachusetts Emergency Management spokesman Peter Judge says tens of thousands of customers have lost power.
Heavy wet snow in eastern Massachusetts, plus the very strong winds, that's a recipe for power outages, and we're seeing them now.
Most schools are canceled, and most functions of state government are shut down. For NPR News, I'm Monica Brady-Myrov in Boston.
Airlines are expected to face yet another huge backlog from the latest string of cancellations and delays triggered by the winter storm. This morning, New York area airports reported nearly 2,000 canceled flights. All flights were delayed out of Boston's Logan Airport. It was a similar scene for people trying to fly in or out of Philadelphia. Haitians and Haitian Americans are paying tribute to loved ones killed in an earthquake 1 year ago today. In Miami and in Haiti, memorial services are being held for the more than 230,000 people estimated to have been killed in the 7.0 magnitude quake. A year later, more than 1.5 million people displaced by the tragedy are still homeless. In the U.S., Haitian communities are pressing the Obama administration to speed up the visa process for thousands of Haitians who were approved to join families in the U.S. before the quake. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.